Hello. So this is Alex from Blackburn North, and it's the 26th of March, nearly 9 o'clock. And this is the I'm leaving this message in relation to the Corona blog. I just have to look up the title, sorry, that's pretty bad. Very unprofessional of me. A Journal of the Plague Year, an archive of COVID-19. So this is my second blog. So what can I add? Well, the newspapers are still suck. Media kind of freaks me out, so I've been trying not to get onto it too much. Saying that, I've been on Facebook and, well, Facebook in particular, a lot more this past few weeks than I have been in a while. It's partly because of, I'd mentioned in my last post, of sort of work as I've been on holidays from work and so on. But also, yeah, I think it's really it's because of this virus, and you just kind of feel like I need to see what's going on with the world and so on. I'm lucky. I've been at work. I've worked from home the last couple of days, which has been a bit of an experience, but it's been good. And some really great people at State Library. And yes, the most unusual induction, as my boss said. Fair enough. Fair enough. I can't argue there. That's very much the case. And hopefully, the library can keep operating in these strange times, but in a very different way, of course. And the State Library is closed to the public, so it's all online. So, as in closed, as in going to the actual physical library. But there's a lot of stuff that's online that I'm going to be helping out with, I hope, in with my job. I've been lucky. I know a lot of people who are casual, people who run bars and entertainment type venues. They're finding it really tough, so I'm very lucky to have a job on. I just know how lucky I am, so that's sad that people have to go through that sort of uncertainty. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I know the government looks like they're splashing around a lot of cash at the moment, which is really great. Hopefully, it can get to these people who I know who really need that money. Just thinking about what else I've been doing. It's really like looking after the kids. Just really been, it's been challenging at times. Getting them out of the house. It's been a bit tricky. They love their video games. They're like me. That's what I would have done when I was their age. I'm sure if I had a PlayStation 4 in my day, I just wouldn't have moved. So the social media and so on. So there's lots of stuff going on with that particular. I see it through my son, who's just loves all that stuff. And it'd be good if the kids did a bit of other stuff, but we're trying to deal with that. My wife has a teacher. She's got a bit more time at home, so yeah, that's been good. But it's some of that stuff's tricky. I'm really wondering how we're going to negotiate all of that. The stresses of being all together in the same room and all that, the same house, and getting the kids to do their work and all that sort of thing, it's really tricky. The other thing I'm dealing with really is about my dad. It's tough for him. Like, he can't go outside. My dad's in a nursing home, and he can't go outside. He can't go to other places. They won't let him. They say that he'll have to be in lockdown for 2 weeks if he did that. So he's very frustrated. He's had a long-term Parkinson's, and which has been tricky for him. And so he said that in a way he's been in a lockdown for many, many years, which I can sort of accept, but because of his condition. But it's tricky for him. I feel really bad for him dealing with trying to empty out his wife's unit, my stepmother, who's not sound of mind anymore, which is really sad. And he's sort of dealing with that with the constraints that he can't go to that unit anymore to look at what's going on, to sort through things. It's all really tricky. So we're even thinking about putting things into storage. He wants to put things into storage. Our family's a bit unsure about it. And one thing is that we're not even sure when he's going to get a chance to go to that unit, to the storage facility, if we did put all the extra stuff that's in the unit into storage. And there's a lot. So dealing with that's been tricky, and this virus has made it a lot harder. As I said, it's been a really strange time for me, even if this virus wasn't happening. I mean, it's just added another layer of weirdness, to be fair. But, you know, the supermarket's still open. Went there. People are trying to space out and do the right thing. People are wearing masks in the shop. And not long ago, I would have just thought they were weirdos, but now I can accept that people are scared, so they feel they have to do that sort of thing. And just seeing, it's been interesting just seeing people walking around. It's the other thing too, so many more people in the neighborhood during the day, as I've, you know, I've noticed that change. One reason being I had been part-time for many years worker, and so you sort of see when people are out walking their dog or whatever, not many around, but there seems to be more people around, not in a weird Bondi Beach kind of a way, but just that people are out and about doing stuff and they're trying to walk their dogs and get through, have some exercise, have some outside time. I mean, in Melbourne today, it was just a beautiful day. It was, you know, 21 degrees. The sun was out, light breeze. I mean, perfect autumn day and just like, wow. And everyone's inside, it's sick and so on. It's a bit sad. So anyway, hopefully, I know things are probably going to get a lot worse. But anyway, hopefully this is an interesting blog for you. And see you all next time. Alex from Blackburn North signing off. Arrivederci, ciao. See you later.